on my iPhone.
Blog Talk Radio.
It's too young to be on that bridge. It's too young to be sitting on the edge. Too young to be on the range. You're too young.
Welcome to the Healthy Baby Boomers Network Blog Talk Radio Show. Ladies, are you really ready to stop attracting the wrong guys and start choosing the men who are ready for a loving relationship? Believe it or not, you can find real love this year. You don't have to wait. Stay tuned. I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, psychotherapist, love mentor, and health and wellness coach, helping men and women heal their bodies and their relationships through love. Author of the Love Me, Touch Me, Heal Me book series, the romantic novel Love in the Blizzard of Life, and creator of Healing Through Love seminars, Love Lessons for the Soul, and the Mastery, Love Mastery Secrets Blueprint. This show is all about living your dreams, fulfilling your life purpose, and creating and sustaining love and health and total well-being for the rest of your life, no matter what age you are right now. In every episode, I speak with vibrant, exciting, and positive men and women who keep proving that life can and often does get better and better as we reach our 40s, 50s, 60s, and beyond. And today I'm excited to be speaking with Deanna Cobden. She is a leading love and dating coach with a passion for helping smart, ambitious singles find lasting love. With a focus on becoming your most authentic self, understanding the opposite sex, and dating in today's world, which can sometimes be overwhelming and difficult. Her common sense approach, combined with years of education and experience, gives singles the support, tools, and strategies they need to find and create amazing relationships that last. So she is a frequent media contributor, and Deanna's advice and expertise has been featured on such places as the Vancouver Sun, Toronto Sun, CBS TV, the National Post, Global TV, Daily Elite, Playboy Maxim, Pop Sugar Love, that sounds like a fun one, Eligible Magazine, Your Tango, and eHarmony. So, welcome. I'm excited to have you here.
Oh, thank you so much, Dr. Erica, for having me. I really appreciate it. I'm super excited to chat with you today.
And so I'm excited. I'm one of the featured speakers on your summit, and it's exciting for me to hear more about you. So please share with us your background, education, training. What led you to start working with women, and particularly single women, to help them?
I came to this from, it's really funny because a lot of people in this industry, they either come because they struggle to find love and then find something, or they've been divorced and they had to get back out there. And that was my story. I really never had a problem kind of getting a boyfriend. That's always really easy for me. But yeah, I got out of a long-term relationship. I was married for almost 10 years and had a daughter, and I started dating again and getting online. This is like amazing, and everybody's super confused. And I started really just able to like get up there and start helping people. And then I started coaching for that. And it's been, kind of went from one thing to being very deeply transformational. And that's why I was really inspired to create the Authentic Love Now series, because I just feel like people, especially with online dating these days, you know, they're getting really burnt out and they want real love, but they're just not sure how to connect with it.
Yes, that's very important what you're saying, that people, it's one thing if they've been single all along and they're used to the technology and it's what they know, but you were married for 10 years, you're out of the loop. There's a lot of people dealing with that.
Yeah, well, and then there's a lot of people that have been on it for a long time and they're just kind of giving up because they don't know how to take it to a deeper level and they don't know how to be themselves.
Right, so let's get to that. Why is it important to create or become or let yourself be your authentic self?
Well, your audience, I think, you know, they're probably learning mindset is what I would imagine, right? So people are, even if you are on that conscious path, sometimes people are like, I've done all the work. Why haven't I still met the one, right? Like, why is this taking so long? And it's really because there's something blocking us from being real. And if you can't be authentic to who you are and really true to, it all starts with yourself, right? So really being authentic to who you are and what your needs and wants are, and then showing up and really being able to be real, be vulnerable, and connect at a deeper level. That's
so,
the magic, right?
I just say that. I kind of want to ask, like, what's wrong with a little flirting and keeping someone guessing and playing games?
Well, I mean, flirting's great. So I'm not saying, like, show up and be, like, depressing or something like that. But just really understanding who you are and being real. But, oh, my gosh, flirt. I mean, that is so the juiciness of when you first date, right? Is being flirting and you know, kissing and holding hands and all of that stuff is really great. I'm just talking about really being able to, you know, okay, let's say, for instance, I think, becoming really an issue because of online dating, right? So online dating is amazing. It's opened up the world, but it's also created this alternative universe where people are a little bit afraid to be themselves, put their age, show what they look like, or they go on a date and they're just kind of, you know, giving their resume, they're going on a coffee date, they're not flirting on a coffee date, right? They're not doing anything. So it's really about, okay, if you want to live a more flirtatious life, being authentic to that, not being afraid to express that when you're on your date.
You're breaking up a little as you're talking, so I don't know what's working well.
Okay.
So just
maybe
be
I'll just
careful
move,
with that.
Okay, well, maybe I'll move spots, and let's see if that helps.
Okay.
Does that help? Is that better?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
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 So how can you help a woman to find love this year? And maybe they've struggled for a long time. So what can they do differently and how would you help them?
Well, hey, you just said it. Do something different, right? So if you are trapped and you haven't been doing anything or you keep doing the same thing, there's something wrong there, right? So maybe you need to look at, maybe you're online dating, but maybe there's something in your profile that's not working. Maybe you don't really understand how to spot the right man for you. Maybe, so creating a vision of your life, right? And really looking at what your needs and wants are and then where that person is and understanding what's blocking you. So we all have those unconscious beliefs. And if you are single for a long time, there is an unconscious belief blocking you. So really getting to understand what that is. And then, like I just said, and you just said, do something different. So what is not working? You know, is it your online profile? If you're not getting messages, you know, there is somebody for everybody out there. So if you're not getting messages, you need to take a look at what you wrote, if you're messaging people, what your pictures are, and then look at your life too. Are you just going home and to work or to the gym? Or do you, you know, how can you change your routine a little bit so that you can just open up your world a little bit?
I always think of online dating as a way to get a lot of practice, and then you might just meet someone locally in any circumstance.
Yeah, absolutely. I think of it as exactly what you said. It's a really, actually, I think of it as a really good way to get to know yourself and what you really want.
To know yourself, not to worry so much about this person being the right one for you.
Yeah, well, that's a block, right? That's a love block. If you show up on every date thinking that this is going to be your future husband, your future wife, whatever that is, you're actually blocking yourself from making a really authentic connection because you're putting a bunch of expectations and thoughts and ideas on it, and you can't really just simply be curious about who that person is and make that connection.
So I have another question. How do you help women to get out of a cycle of being hurt? You know, these women that got hurt, maybe they broke up, a relationship broke up, and they didn't want it to end, and they're hurt by it. So how can you help them to go back out in the world and be vulnerable and authentic?
Yeah. You know what? That actually, it really is mindset. It takes practice. It's really having that attitude of course you have to do some healing. I do a lot of self-love work and like exercises that will really help let go of that person energetically. And you have to make a decision that you're going to get out there too, right? And start living your life in a more, start doing things for yourself that are going to make you really happy. Right. So the first step might not be to put an online profile up. It might be to say, you know what? What did I put on hold for this person? Because a lot of times we get in relationships, we put something on hold for that man, right? We don't go to a place we wanted to go to, or we don't go maybe even just like taking a painting class, going on a trip, like doing something like that. Look at ways you can start doing some things you love and start getting your mood back up there. And then, create a profile and start going on a few dates. But again, with managing your expectations of, you know, I'm just going to get out there. I'm going to be curious. I'm going to have fun. I'm going to flirt. I'm going to just, you know, get to know what I want.
That's great. All right. And then I have another question sort of related to that.
Sure.
There are a lot of women dealing with nowadays between men watching pornography or going out and actually cheating. There's an awful lot of cheating. And so a woman whose partner was cheating in whatever way, she can be so afraid to meet another man because she doesn't trust them and she figures they're all going to cheat. So how do you help women get around that?
Yeah. You know what? Again, that is a process, right? Learning how to trust, because there's, you know, usually there's a pattern there that you have to heal. So you have to really look at what's the root of this pattern, because it probably didn't just start with this one guy, right? So really looking at a lot of self-love, how you can heal that, and again, start living for yourself. How can you live authentically to who you are and what your needs are, and really understanding what, you know, a lot of people don't really know what their own core values are, and they don't really know what the core values are of the person that they're looking for. So they get trapped in this old energy and old patterns of following what feels familiar, right? So if you start to really self-correct and say, you know, these are the needs and wants of that I need in a relationship. This is how I want to feel. And you can start looking at, okay, is this person aligning with those core values? Are they aligning with the vision I have for the love I want to have in my life and how I want to feel? And really, you know, it takes a conscious effort to change that pattern for sure. Wouldn't you agree?
Absolutely. And it also may take time.
Yeah.
It's practice. And maybe some study and find out from other women if they've been with men that didn't cheat.
Yeah. Yeah, that's good advice. I think that, you know, sometimes we're ignoring the red flags because we just don't want to believe it, too. So really, the more you get to know yourself and what is going to make you happy, and the more you start making choices for your own happiness, you start seeing and being conscious of that you're putting your happiness in this other person's hands, and they're not really respecting it at all.
That's really true. There's so much to understand. And I also, in counseling and therapy, I've seen plenty of men that don't cheat. They have no desire to cheat. They're not out to hurt someone. There's lots of good men. And then there are others with a different value system.
Absolutely. And it all starts with the choices that you're making from the beginning. Because that guy was, you know, I mean, it's complicated. But what I would say is one of the things I'm super, super passionate about is everything I've learned about how men and women communicate and how we can have happy, healthy relationships. Because I think that that's something that was just so missing from society. You know, when I was married, I didn't know any of that. You know, you just kind of get married and you assume that everything's going to be great or that it's going to work out. But we're actually so different. Our brains are different. The way we communicate is different. And, you know, one of the things that I really try to do is look at long term, tell people, like, how can you sustain a long term relationship? What are some communication things? You have to start being a little bit more adult and grown up about it and realize that you need to express your needs. You need to talk about your relationship, but not in a negative way, but like you have to put a conscious choices and efforts into your relationship to have a happy relationship and to sustain it.
I just spoke to someone yesterday. I'm doing a virtual summit about miraculous healing. And this is a medical doctor, physician who was out there for decades doing holistic healing a long time ago. And he was married, and he was sharing, married for decades, and he was sharing something that his wife would do with him when he got angry, which this is what women don't understand. Sometimes the man you're with has a temper, he might get nasty, you know, and some women will make such a big deal of it and escalate it, because they don't want to be spoken to that way. What his wife used to do, he shared this, is she would tell him in the middle of his having one of these fits, "You look so handsome when you get angry." She would just break the spell.
Or like she would say, "Is the bomb."
Or if you're making I forgot if he had cats or dogs, you're making the animals nervous. You know, something totally to throw him off balance. He would get off.
Well, I think what's amazing now about, if you are listening to this show and for the world right now, is that we are becoming more aware of how to create healthy relationships. So you don't have to just have these, you know, marriages and then just try to figure it out. Like, there are so many tools, like the love languages, like, that's an amazing thing, especially if you're single, you know, to put down, like, when you're in your profile, you can really say, like, if one of your love languages is affection, you can say, you know, I'm really looking for a man who's, you know, a leader in his community, and he's really, you know, affectionate and kind, you know, and then that kind of calls in somebody who has your same love language.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's a wonderful suggestion. And and I would think it's refreshing for a man to hear, because if he's successful, so many women just go after him because he's successful.
Yeah.
And they may not be a warm, affectionate type, but they want someone successful. So he may be very happy to see those words.
Yeah. Well, with men, that's actually one of the things, you know, men really respond to feeling words. They don't respond to that resume in the online profile, right? They really respond to putting feeling words in there. Like, I really feel so great when I go hiking. I love the sunshine on my face. You know, that paints a picture of you as a happy, joyful person. It also shows you're active. Like, instead of just saying, oh, I like to hike, right? You can explain how it feels when you go hiking and what, you know, it just open up, and that's really being authentic. right? But, you know, it has a learning curve. Most people don't understand how to fill out a profile to attract the right man.
It's not just a profile. It's a way of speaking to this person all the time.
Always
speaking from my experience of it, rather than you did this and you did that, but my experience, you know. And another thing is to always start, not always, but when you remember, to start with something positive first before you criticize. And this goes on in dating. If you criticize someone early, they can really catch that and be defensive after that.
Yeah. Well, it's good to always sandwich it too, right? So you say a positive, then you say make your request, and then you put another positive there, right?
Right. So when you talk about communication, there really is a lot to learn. And a coach like you can be very helpful.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. Honestly, like, it blew me away when I started learning about the way we're wired and how to communicate. Because I actually thought, you know, the man I was married to, you know, he wasn't the best man for me for a lot of reasons. And for my, I totally accept responsibility for that and all of that. But when I started learning this, I looked back and I could say, oh, he was actually showing me he really loved me and cared about me. And I didn't understand that at the time, because we have a different way of showing love, right? And even love languages, like
that's
his
for
love
sure.
language, mine, yeah, like mine is words of affirmation and his is gifts. So he would give me a lot of gifts, which I appreciated. I love, like, gifts are amazing. Like, who doesn't like gifts, right? But I really needed to hear, like, I love you. You're the best. You know, that is what I really needed. But I didn't even know how to really, I would say, like, why didn't you say that, right? But it was more of a criticism than a thoughtful, you know, request. So there's a way to say it so that they don't feel criticized. They feel appreciated. Right? So it's just, it's very interesting how different we are.
And how subtle the change in your communication, what an effect it can have. And it could just be a subtle change.
Yeah.
All right,
even,
so another question for you. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sure.
Ahead.
Oh, no, go ahead. I want to hear the question.
Oh, okay. So how do you help people release the past? You know, when they're stuck in the past and let love in.
Yeah. You know, again, it's a decision, creating a vision for what you actually want to live, where you want to go, right? And actually start taking steps in that direction and understanding that the past is just a pattern, it's a story. And it is a process. Like, I do a lot of exercises that will really help kind of cut that cord. Some practical things, some more energetic healing things. But really, if you can get excited about living the life and create that vision and really start living a life for you and having fun in it, it's easy to open up, right? But again, understanding that dating is for fun, right? Dating is supposed to be fun. Dating is supposed to be exploring yourself, finding yourself, meeting people, connecting. If you look at it that way instead of just the negative, right? So shifting your mindset. Mindset's so important, right? Don't you think?
Yeah, I even think of it in some ways as a business. If you're looking for a new job, you would evaluate the job. You would create a good resume and, you know, get interviewed and decide whether you want that job. So it's the same idea.
Yeah.
But I like more the idea of fun.
Yeah, because, I mean, again, people are getting so burnt out, right, on so many coffee dates. And if you actually get some help and you understand how to online date and meet people or even how to talk to people in person, you'll actually go on more dates that are more fun because you're going to pick better people, right? And you're going to pick, and then you're going to have
more
better
aligned.
Dates. Yeah.
Right, more aligned with what you really want and value.
Yeah.
All right, so this brings us to the summit. Tell us about what made you create this summit and what people can expect to find on it.
So just like I said at the beginning, I really found people are just really burnt out. They're confused and they want real love, but they're not really sure where to get it. You know, they need to kind of unblock themselves. So I really wanted to connect with other coaches who are experts, who have something really amazing to offer that's going to really give the women watching it is for women. Men can watch too, but there's definitely some good stuff for men, but it's definitely directed towards women, but actionable steps that they can use. Because, you know, here's the thing, you can listen to summits, you can read articles, you can watch videos, but it doesn't mean anything unless you actually go take a step, right? So do something mm-hmm. different and take a step. So we talk about, you know, your hidden love blocks, love, the three levels of self-love, sexy boundaries is a topic, which is amazing because people are really afraid of boundaries, right? Mm-hmm. And afraid of setting boundaries and just really, you know, communication and attraction tips and just also some practical things like one of the questions I've been asking quite a few experts is, this happens all the time, is texting after a date. When a guy says he'll call you, you know, what should you do? Should you text him back? Like, if you don't hear from him, do you text him back? Do you ask for a date? Like, it's one of those dilemmas that comes up over and over again.
Well, my first reaction would be that maybe you text him once to say, did you get my comment or whatever, but some people text over and over again.
Yeah.
They get upset. Yeah. And if I was receiving texts like that, I would go, whoa, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's the thing. Like, you know, I think that coaching, especially my coaching, is really a balance. You know, I can help you find love if you want a relationship, get engaged, get married, all of that I can help you. But I really just want you to just fully trust yourself, love yourself, you know, don't worry so much. Like, I always help clients, you know, when I work with them, they have unlimited email support. So I do help people, you know, oh, this guy texted me this, what should I say back? So I do support them in that. But the ultimate goal is really be authentic to who you are and don't worry so much about that stuff and trust yourself, because we all have the answers inside of us. We're just making it so much more complicated than we need to, right?
Well, so much has to do with how other people respond, and they may be the wrong people. Like, I once dated a guy who wanted to meet a ballet dancer. Well, I wasn't a ballet dancer, so there was nothing I could do. I could stand on my head, and, you know. Right. It was like that's what he wanted. So he should go out with a ballet dancer and make himself happy.
So you guys,
but this is the kind of thing.
Yeah, you were on a date and he said that?
I think we went to a ballet. I don't remember now, but I remember. You know, he was all going over the ballet dancers. That's what he really wanted, to meet a ballet dancer.
Oh, God.
So when you're confronted with that, then just realize it's what that person wants. It doesn't have anything to do with who I am and whether I have value.
Yeah, and that, again, goes to mindset and just how are you showing up in the dating process. You can't just, like, hang your star on one person. Right? You have to really be solid in who you are and in what you're looking for and really be open.
Right. Not everyone is going to be right for you. That's just how it is. That would be horrible.
Yeah. Oh, exactly.
If everybody was.
Well, we'd be men then, because men have a bigger attraction range, right, than women.
Right. No, so some of those struggles are helpful because they lead you to making the choices.
Exactly.
Okay, so we get down to...
That's what I think.
So how can people contact you?
So you can reach me on my website at dateworks.ca, or going to be a link to the summit in this interview. and click on there and register and get some amazing tips from experts like you. And I think there's 24 experts, so it's going to be really amazing.
It is amazing. There's so much valuable information, and people just have to reach out and you know, sign up and do it. And it's free.
Absolutely. Yeah, totally free. And there's amazing complimentary gifts. I know that you're giving a really good gift as well. So people need to tune in and get that for sure.
Yes. Okay, Deanna, thank you so much for creating this summit and for being on the radio today.
Thank you so much, Dr. Erica. I really, really appreciate you having me on, and I really appreciate you being a guest for me as well. Thank you so much.
And thank you. And I'm your host, Dr. Erica Goodstone, saying goodbye for now. If you're ready to create lasting love, contact me at drericagoodstone.com and get a complimentary Love Mastery Secret session. Speaking to you again soon.